Wisconsin's 2nd Senate District encompasses some suburbs of Green Bay, west to Shawano, and north to Oconto. For years, it's been represented by Republican Robert Coles. After his vote in favor of Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill and changes to collective bargaining, he's now facing a recall.
Now, I know the opposition is trying to say, well, I've changed in some way. No, I'm the same guy.
The Rob Coles that I used to know is not the Rob Coles of today.
The opposition is Democrat Nancy Nussbaum. She's banking on more than $133,000 in her campaign fund, just about twice what the incumbent Coles has on hand. She also hopes voters remember her as a former mayor of De Pere and Brown County executive.
And they can see my work, the Fox River Trail, the libraries, the convention center, the things that I have valued for families in this area.
Like other Democrats, Nussbaum must first win a primary on Tuesday against a so-called fake Democrat, a man who admits he's a Republican.
Yes, we're all working harder, we're all working longer, but that's the response that I think is appropriate when something this cynical happens.
Robert Coles also decries what he terms the spoiler candidate.
Bring the vote up.
If he wins the right to stay in office, Coles says he'll support legislation to rewrite the recall rules.
If we don't change this, I think we will have rolling recalls, and I don't think the people of the state want that.
After Tuesday's primary, the 2nd Senate District will be decided by a vote on August 9th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.